I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Christians face bodily injury and even death around the world simply for being a Christian. In just a few days, Christians will unite together in prayer for the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church. Open Doors USA President Carl Muller says it's a huge problem.
Around the world, hundreds of millions of Christians suffer harassment, oppression, restriction of opportunities, and then at least 100 million Christians around the world suffer arrest, imprisonment, torture, and even martyrdom.
A free IDOP kit is available. Go to our website. Meanwhile, Wycliffe Bible Translators is nearing the goal of translating the Bible into every language on earth. Wycliffe's Ruth Hubbard says they're pushing to get the last 2,200 languages translated, with a final one started by 2025.
We're working to increase awareness and to mobilize resources for Bible translation movements worldwide, believing that we can see the translation work of Scripture in those last languages in this generation.
It's a lofty goal, but the acceleration of Bible translation over the last few decades makes it doable. They're asking prayer for the necessary servants and funding. And the Evangelical Free Church Mission continues to rebuild in Texas 48 days into their Hurricane Ike response. The government's released $70 million for aid, but restoration is still a long way off. The EFCA is mainly using the relief efforts for ministry by offering free aid and assistance in spreading the gospel message as they go. Anyone considering joining the response effort in Texas is encouraged to go help build houses and the kingdom. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Aviation Fellowship is making available the book Riding the Heavens by former MAF President Max Myers, who shares exciting glimpses of his unforgettable 40 years as a missionary pilot. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.